The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
+1 800-636-1067 is the number here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up in about 12 minutes, our pal Chris Russell going to join the program. We'll ask him the same question we're asking you. Why will the Commanders make the playoffs? Why won't the Commanders make the playoffs? You can tweet at me with that as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. This is a fascinating conversation right now because I think a lot of folks are in two different camps right now when it comes to where this group currently stands. There are a sector of you out there that have quit and given up on this group after Monday Night Football. There's also a sector of us that are like, all right, you hurt my trust, you broke my trust, but I'm still rocking with you. When I put you under the microscope and ask you about the postseason, how do you feel? Does that feel like a real conversation that we should be having? Why will the Commanders make the playoffs? Why won't the Commanders make the playoffs? Why they will make the playoffs if you're just joining? In my opinion, this quarterback, this offense, when they're at full strength, we know they have the potential to be not just a top five offense, the best offense in football. But they got to get Terry back. You got to get Sam Cosby back. And I want to see Jalen Lane used more as well. Jalen Lane with a beautiful double move on Monday night. Jaden Daniels, cover two, honey hole shot, beating the safety. That's the goods. That's the goods from your quarterback. They should score with the way they're running the football. If they're able to stay ahead of the sticks and not have these BS penalties and execute at a high level, the way that they're running the football, knowing how accurate JD5 is, knowing how special he is with his legs, they should be able to score every time they touch the ball. And that's going to be the formula Sunday against Dallas, but it's going to be touchdowns, not field goals. Can't have any field goals on Sunday versus Dallas because I don't trust the defense. But the other reason why I think they will make the playoffs is I also think they're going to get healthy. They're going to be able to hit their stride, yes. But this defense and this secondary, and I know me and Afton had a passionate convo about it when he called in. I think this defense, yes, they were bad playing the run on Monday night, but I do think the last 2 weeks they have been much better in the secondary. They have been. Call it what you want. They've been better. You haven't seen the big gaffes. The big explosives. They're missing tackles right now. That's their problem. They don't want to hit. They got a manhood issue right now defensively. That front seven got their ass whipped. Point blank. But in the secondary, thought they played well for the most part. The secondary didn't play well against the run either, though. Trey Amos in the wrong hole. You saw Mikey Samuels still in the wrong hole. So that's part of the reason why I do feel they'll make the playoffs. I don't think the defense is totally a lost cause. I just think they've got to continue to get better, and I think they may have found something with how they're playing against the pass right now. Why won't they make the playoffs? Well, very simple. It'll be your defense. It'll be the fact that you continue to give up explosives. You continue to miss tackles. And quite frankly, you're not playing complimentary football. Offensively, you turned it over 3 times. Can't do that. You just can't. Not in this league. Too many times you had to settle for field goals instead of going on touchdown drives because you had penalties, self-inflicted wounds, false start, intentional grounding, illegal man downfield, illegal shift, illegal formation. You name it, they've got penalized for it offensively. Can't have that happen. That will be one of their shortcomings as to why they don't make the playoffs, because their third down efficiency is awful. 29th. 29th in the NFL on third down. 29th in the NFL on third down. Come on. Come on. And then defensively, you're just not tackling. You're just not. So I would say this. At the end of the day, do I think they make the playoffs? Yeah. I think Jayden is too special. I think the offense is too dynamic. How far will they go in the playoffs? What is their ceiling? To this point, I don't really know. Jury's still out on that. 1-800-636-1067. Why will the Commanders make the playoffs? Why won't the Commanders make the playoffs? Mike wants to chime in. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
Hey, the thing is that you're right, man. The defense really not playing that bad in the secondary. They just got to tackle, man. Quan Martin he been doing the same thing all year. He did it last year in the championship game. I mean, I don't understand it, man.
He don't take good angles, man, at all.
Yeah. That's, I don't know if that's coaching, got to teach that or whatever. I'm not sure. But they, as bad as they played Monday night, man, they still play well enough to win the game. It's too many plays that kept them from winning.
Yeah.
The fumble by Jayden and Quan Martin not making that tackle. Otherwise, they probably win the game, man. But one more thing I want to say to them now. It's this, man. Look, when the weather's bad like that, I don't completely blame Jayden, because the quarterback's coach, they got to tell him, look, because of the condition of the weather, don't hand the ball off with one hand. Hand it off
with two.
You know, you put it in his back with two hands, and not touch. And Jayden made a mistake. He know he made this mistake. He tried, when you realized the ball was slipping out of his hand, he tried to throw the ball in his gut, and that caused a fumble. No, Jayden, you just got to take the ball. Don't even try to hand it off. Take the loss, fall down, and live another play. That's what he should have done.
I totally agree with you. I love the fact, this fact, though, Mike. Just accountable as all as you could be. As accountable as you can be. He's a proper leader.
He's a professional.
He's a pro. He's a real leader. And I think you agree with me on this. He'll get it together.
I don't think he's going to do that again.
I don't either, Mike. I appreciate you. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night. He's the least of my concerns. Talking about Jayden Daniels. I'm not trying to omit what he did. It cost him the game, point blank. But he is the least of my concerns. I think Washington is a good football team. What we'll find out here in the next 4 weeks, are they an elite football team? Are they just a playoff team, or are they a championship contender? I happen to believe they're still a championship contender, but they've got to prove it here in this next 4 week stretch. At Dallas, at Kansas City, home for Seattle, home for Detroit. That will show a lot about the character and the mental fortitude of the 2024 Washington Commanders. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Chris Russell going to join the program next. They're on the Fan.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability.
Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay.
The party continues here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up top of the 9 o'clock hour, our guest is going to love this. Coming up top of the 9 o'clock hour, guess who? Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora going to join the program. We'll take a spin around the National Football League, plus we'll get JLC's opinion on where the Commanders stand in the landscape of the NFC. 500 in the second week of October. You fall under 500 in the month of October. It begins to get late early. We'll see what Jason has to say about that coming up in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, though, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show. So we find our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show, weekdays 1 to 4 on our sister station, the Team 980. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Wow, first guest. I mean, I am the top of the list,
you're,
man.
You're a marquee guest, yeah.
Unbelievable at 8:20, and I mean
8:15 tonight.
Chris, whatever. Only second to Jason LaCanfora. Whew, I am climbing that ladder, man. Just keep going peg by peg. I am doing okay.
Yeah, you're becoming a frequent visitor. Of
somebody
overtime.
Told me it gets late early in October. Is that
when you fall under? It's a new T-shirt that you can go get at team980.com.
Yeah. I only heard it about 17 times in the 7 o'clock hour as I was at the gym.
Well, it's my new slogan now.
Well, and we all know how you are with slogans. I mean, boy, if you actually did market the slogans you don't come up with and that you take from somebody else and put them on a T-shirt, you wouldn't be so poor. Love you, buddy.
I'm literally about to cough a lung out. Oh, my gosh. Now, from an X's and O's standpoint, put the slogan to the side.
Oh, yes.
And it's a real slogan. I mean what I say, and it's actually pretty accurate. How important is Sunday in Dallas?
It is very important. I disagree with you slightly that it's a must win only because week 7 and you're 3-4 if you lose.
Look at the landscape of the NFC in terms of making, your best hope at making the playoffs is winning this division.
I'm with you. And certainly that would be a setback. Now, you have the head-to-head right now over the Giants. You would be down one to the Cowboys. You still have two late-season matchups with the Eagles, right? And we can talk about all that. I was thinking as you were going through that, and it's a really good point by you, I wasn't thinking that far ahead, you know, because now you've lost to Atlanta,
Green Bay.
You've lost to Chicago, and of course Green Bay. And I was thinking, well, at first, Green Bay is going to win that division. Well, wait a second. They might not win that division, right? Because of Detroit. They might not win that division.
No.
So what if they're a wild card? Now you're 0-1 to Green Bay, Atlanta, and Chicago could very well be the three wild card teams. And then said and done.
And then think about your matchup against Seattle in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Three teams may come out of that division.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that is going to be a brutal.
This stretch of football, Chris.
I was surprised you went. I just one more thing. I was surprised you went Detroit over Seattle as the toughest of the four upcoming opponents, because I was thinking you were going to go Seattle from the standpoint of you love Mike McDonald, and why not?
Love that offense.
They won
10
games in his rookie year, and their offense is playing at a high clip. And you mentioned Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Sam Darnold's playing well. I don't know if they run the ball great, but you know, they haven't had to so far. And look, what does this defense do? It gives up explosive plays. I agree with you that they've been better the last couple of weeks, pass defense wise. I agree with you that the defense, as usual, is taking it on the chin and getting kicked in the gonads a little unnecessarily, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they give up explosive, mm-hmm. big, game-changing, momentum-changing plays. And with the next gauntlet of opponents, with CeeDee Lamb likely back and Pickens and Rashee Rice making his return, and Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy, and so on and so. I mean, we can go through the whole gauntlet, man. They could easily come out of this 3-7. I mean, that Chris, would not shock me.
Chris, yes. And at that point, the season would be over.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying here, man. That's why Monday night was super important. They blew it. It raises the importance level for this week. And this week, Chris, is actually the game that I was more concerned about between Chicago and Dallas. I was more concerned about this Dallas game, especially when you consider what Washington just put on tape from a run defense standpoint. Javonte Williams has gotten off to a good start. Tyler Booker, Tyler Smith, all three of the Tylers on that offensive line, including Guyton. They're moving people right now in the run game, and Dak Prescott's playing the best quarterback outside of Baker Mayfield in the NFL.
Yeah, the only Tyler they don't have on their offensive line is my son.
I was about to say, Russo's the only one that's out there, man.
They've got a lot of Tylers. They're majoring in that. But, yeah, man, it's going to be you might have to score 35 in this game to win it, and I don't even know if that'll be enough. And that's with saying, I agree with you partially, that the defense is not as bad as people are making it out to be. They were bad down the stretch, the last 8-9 minutes of that game on Monday night.
Some of the big gashes in the run game. Like, you can't give up 7-yard runs on first
down. I wonder, even with an extra day off, how much back-to-back weeks of 34-plus minutes on the field, some of that being their own fault, not being able to get off on third down, but so a lot of it being, cause and effect of the offense, where even though the offense was putting up 27 points a game, they weren't holding on to the ball long, and you were asking your defense in Atlanta and Los Angeles to play 34 plus minutes a game. I wonder how much of that caught up to them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it looked like a team that was fatigued, that was tired, that was gassed. Real quick here, 45 seconds or less. I know we can go forever about this, but I just wanted to get your opinion as just a guy that likes to talk ball with you. If you knew Eddie Goldman was going to be out, why the hell wasn't Shelton Day called up? Why did you call up two wide receivers and not an extra defensive lineman?
Yeah,
Jalen Holmes cannot play on the interior. He sucks as an interior defensive lineman. He's barely a 53-man roster guy at D-end, and they think he could play on the inside for whatever reason.
Yeah.
The stupidest move that they made on Monday night.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
It's a great point, and I didn't really give it a whole lot of thought. I was just kind of trying to figure out, like, okay, the numbers, and I get a little confused with, the shuffling and the game day additions and all that stuff. And I did note, and of course they're down Terry McLaurin, and of course they're down Noah Brown, and they're worried about Debo. So that's probably why they bring up the two.
But Chris, you have four tight ends active. Like,
But they count on Colson Yankoff special teams and extra blocking. Yeah. They do.
It's very true. I mean, it was just a weird decision to me. Yeah. I didn't think it made sense from a roster standpoint.
Look, there has been some curious decisions. I mean, I haven't heard you really talk about it a lot, so maybe I missed it. I don't know.
The injury reserve
thing? I went hard after them on the Noah Brown thing because, look, I totally get what they're doing with Terry, right? Terry's injury was a little bit mysterious, right? It went from the
I think
the
it's a hernia, though, and they're just not saying it.
Yeah, I mean, it went from the quad to the hernia, the possible surgery to, a hip flexor.
Hip flexor, yeah.
And, you know, they didn't put him on IR, okay? Which indicates that they believe he would be back before 4 weeks. So, I even though I don't love that, I kind of got it because Terry's history is not one of being beat up all the time.
Right.
Noah Brown's history is completely the opposite.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a tough guy. I like him. I think he's made a really nice impact when he's been on the football field. The problem is he's never on the football field, period. And they know this. And this goes, so even if the doctor said, hey, man, we think he could be back in 2 to 3 weeks. And, oh, by the way, they probably weren't wrong in that they brought him back to practice last week. Okay, they brought him back to practice last week, and now they're shutting him down because it just didn't respond. But they're saying no setback.
Can I be honest?
But why didn't you take the extra precaution with him, knowing his long, long and dedicated injury history? I have no idea.
I don't think they were being transparent out of the gate about the severity of the knee injury, and I think he overcompensated for the knee injury and then hurt his groin.
That could be.
That is what I continue to maintain that it is. They've been, we're Patriots East over here. So their transparency with the injuries is going to be something to monitor all year long, all 10 year long when it comes to these guys. Yeah. I wanted to get to this. Is it a bad sign to you that the first time that it got cold outside, Washington had some trouble on the interior of this offensive line running the football? Dudes were screaming upfield on the interior all game long. I also thought, Chris, and this is why the whole conversation around Bill Merritt is extremely interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a space right now where we're heading into Chicago. You were third in the NFL in rush yards before contact.
Yeah.
You could have run for 100 yards in each of the first 5 weeks. When you think about the holes that they were creating, those holes were not there on Monday against Chicago. And then even when it was blocked up, I think Bill Merritt ran with the least amount of patience and vision that we've seen from him all year long, and I don't think it's a coincidence that happens when this offensive line gets their butt kicks on a couple of different occasions on Monday night. He did not look like the same back. He looked like a guy that was pressing the hole too quickly, and there were some cutback lanes available that could have been there. Are you at all concerned about the run game for Washington, especially going into this weekend where they play a Dallas defense where Oso Digizuwa dominated versus the run in the two games last year?
And yet everybody's going to tell you statistically the Cowboys defense sucks and there's going to be no way that the Commanders aren't going to be able to run for $175. Just like everybody told you that last week against the Chicago Bears, right? that was not in any way, shape or form. I never thought the Commanders were going to have the same tremendous success because Chicago had been getting their teeth kicked in for multiple weeks, at least 2.5 to 3 weeks by their media, by their fan base, by the coaches in their building. I know a couple of them. Okay. That was a major emphasis. I heard, as you could imagine, after the game, during the game, hey, we know we stink in this area. We know they're the best in this area. We have to do whatever we have to do. 8, 9 in the box, twist, stunt, filling gaps. What?
Blitzing.
And blitzing, right? Run blitzing and all that stuff to limit the run. And back to Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Linnell, one thing you didn't mention there.
Yes.
That I'm wondering about. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was he more timid? Was he more tentative because of the fumbles?
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. Remember, that second fumble on Monday night comes on the third series of, Was it the, no, their second offensive series of the game. Second, mm-hmm. because Jaden's interception was the first. So it comes on the second offensive series of the game. So that means you've got to, if you're Bill, you're like, oh my gosh. And now it's starting to get a little windy or, right. well, I guess it was windy all along. Very windy, and yeah. now it's starting to get a little slick, right? Now, ooh, I got to really, what? And sometimes that little hesitation costs you in terms of doing what has made Bill special so far.
I totally agree, and it's to be interesting to see, you know, how the run game improves. And I'll be real, like, Sam Cosmi comes back, hadn't played in a while. He did not play well in the two games against Dallas last year. The interior, yeah. and I talked about this in moments.
Yeah, he struggled.
The guard-center-guard combo last year versus Dallas really struggled. Oso Dikizuwa had tremendous performances. Mm-hmm. They've now got Solomon Thomas on the interior of this defense. Right. Kenny Clark is now part of this thing.
Yeah, and the he's a good run defender. They don't have DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah right. Parsons, which is going to help, right? I mean, they are a different front. There is no doubt yes. about it. But Adigizawa is to your point, and again, Biotish was a little bit banged up down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Sam was banged up down the stretch even before he blew out his knee,
right?
And Allegretti had worn down as well. So they were really struggling on that interior. Hopefully, they're better this week. Biotish, Chris Paul, and I presume Sam Cosmi, but I can't say. Even I talked to Sam for like 20 minutes in the locker room last Saturday, mm-hmm. And he seemed pretty confident that it was going to be this Sunday, but yeah. you just don't know how your body's going to react. He's been practicing in full, where they've been listing him as full practice for the last week and change. So I assume if he was going to have a setback, it would have happened already.
Right.
So I think this is the spot, but I can't say for absolute certain.
I can't either. They certainly could use them. Thought that left side just didn't get the same push as a whole as an offensive line on Monday night than they yeah. had been in previous weeks. So
well, your guy Laramie Tunsil struggled a little.
Yeah,
bit.
I mean, hate that.
And it's okay, by the way. Like mm-hmm. Sometimes you're going to struggle, right? We all know this, right? Sometimes, I mean, just to use what we do, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. we don't have the best show,
right?
It happens. Now the key is getting back on the horse and finding some level of rhythm, cohesion, dominance, whatever. I don't expect it to come in the run game this Sunday. I don't. And I do expect that, especially if Terry's back, we know Noah is not coming back, but if they have Terry and if Debo's able to play in the game, and that's an if, not a when, you know, that not a definite by any means.
Right.
I do think they're going to be able to open up the vertical passing game a little bit more, if not a lot of bit more. And I think they're going to have to almost throw to win or throw to run and throw to win in this game.
This is the tough part here. Dallas on the season has not been good at stopping the pass. I will give everyone that. Washington's probably the worst wide receiver core they've had to go up against if they're going to be without Terry McLaurin.
Well, if without Terry McLaurin, obviously that changes the complexion of the game. Now, they still should not be afraid, in my opinion, I don't know how you feel, mm-hmm. to stretch the field with Luke McCaffrey and or Jalen Lane.
Jalen Lane's a revelation, man. Yeah. Out snap Luke for the first time.
Right.
So.
Right, we saw Jalen getting involved vertically a little bit on Monday night. Luke, obviously, with the big 51, I can't remember, yard bomb in Los Angeles, and obviously the fake screen wheel route, busted coverage for the touchdown, what, mid-30s, mm-hmm. 33, I want to say. I'm not looking at my box score, but, I mean, I think it would be, like, to me, I was talking about this today, and I don't know how you feel, like, I want this offense with or without Terry and even with or without Debo on every first series to take a deep look or a deep shot, a deep post, a deep corner, something to put it in their mind that, hey, we are not afraid to take a deep shot off of a deep drop. We are not afraid to run a deep modified play action at a pistol. We are not afraid to try and stretch you and go over the top. Even if you don't go back to it for a little while, let them know you're there, and then you get to work on your regular offense.
I totally agree, and I think Jaden mentioned it today when they asked him about third down. He said we'd like to be in third down a little bit less. They need to generate some explosives, man.
Yep.
We talk about this all the time. It's too hard to go on 15, 16-play drives. We're seeing it already. There are penalties on these drives that kill drives. There, yep. when you don't get positive yards on first down and you're behind the sticks, it kills your drive. So I think they need to be able to generate some explosives here to help out the offense. But I will say I'm impressed with what they've done when you consider who they're missing. But sure. They're 23rd right now in terms of passing offense. That's got to get better. Point
sure,
blank.
No doubt. And you know, maybe you draw a defensive pass interference, or maybe it's just a deep incomplete. But you know what you do? Even if it's a deep incomplete and you don't connect on it and there's no penalty, what you do is you plant the seed. Hey, we are here to play and we are here to play early. Whether Terry's back or not, I'm doing this. Whether it's Jalen, whether it's Luke, whoever, you know, Chris Moore, who always gets open. Now he can't catch it a lot. He did a better job in the first quarter and a half on Monday night. But whoever it is, have them run a deep post. Have them run a deep corner. Whatever it is out of the slot. Whatever you have to do and whatever you want to do. You know, get everybody wants Jaden under center. I don't care about that. It's not what he does. That's not what they major in. That's not what they want to do. You can run play action out of pistol and run a deep drop and just fling one up. And guess what, Linnell? If it's on third down and it gets picked, all right, it's an interception, yeah. But it's essentially a punt. I mean, but you're putting the seed of thought in the Cowboys or any opponent's mind, and I haven't seen enough of that.
I agree with you. All in all, need more explosives. Chris, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll listen to you tomorrow, 1-4, over on the Team 980.
You got it, YIC. Thanks. Appreciate you.
That is Chris Russell. Check him out Monday through Friday, 1-4 on the Team 980. A lot more to get to. Jason Lock and 4 are going to join us top of the hour. When we come back, I want to take a look at some power rankings around the National Football League. How are the outlets viewing the Commanders after 6 weeks of football? That's next.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big thank you to our guy Chris Russell joining us in the last segment. If you missed any of my conversation with the Rooster, download the Odyssey app. Go to the 8:15 segment to hear my convo with the Rooster man, Chris Russell, trying to figure out what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders. We've touched on a lot here tonight, including whether or not we think Washington will make the playoffs. Gave you some reasons why they will. Gave you some reasons why they won't. I want to look at the power rankings here real quick. Always one of my favorite things to do is look at the power rankings here across the NFL. Because they always feel like they're a good barometer of where teams stand. And I know some people don't, you know, put much stock into power rankings. I think it's an interesting formula to see how a lot of different folks feel about our Washington Commanders. That's why I want to look at it. Where are the Commanders in the power rankings coming out of this week? We'll look at three different sources. ESPN.com, NFL.com, YahooSports.com, ESPN.com, worldwide leader. They've got the Washington Commanders ranked 17th in their power rankings, down three spots. And there's the explanation. They talked about Javon Kinlaw and his deal being a bargain. They described it as the lesson learned. Look, Javon Kinlaw ranks 13th amongst defensive tackles with a 40.2 run stop rate. He's been credited with 7 run stops already this year, a career high. He's continuing to play well, man. It right now ranks 20th after finishing 30th last year. They got to be better, though. And I think that was probably, of everything that happened Monday night, I think the most disheartening thing that I saw Monday night was the regression of Washington's run defense. Like it's a group that all year long had been pretty damn good. ESPN's got them ranked 20th. They're 13th in terms of yards allowed per game. In terms of rush yards allowed per play, they're 16th. So they got to get better in that category. One other category where they're kind of struggling as well is runs of 10 or more yards allowed. They're bottom six, in that category. So got to get better with that when it comes to the run defense. But ESPN.com has Washington as the 17th ranked team in the NFL after week 6. With him dropping three spots. NFL.com, Eric Edholm, who has been very friendly to the Commanders all year long in these power rankings. He has the Washington Commanders down three spots, ranked 12th. Says Monday night feels like a missed opportunity for DC, who had the ball twice in the fourth quarter with the lead, but punted and fumbled, opening the door for the Bears to snag a one-point win. J.D. Five rallied from the early pick to take command of the game, but he coughed up the ball late in the misty weather. Bears had no trouble hanging on to the ball, marched down the field for the game-winning drive. Washington held them to 1-for-3 in the red zone, but it was not a particularly good defensive showing for the Commanders, especially after such an encouraging outing against the Chargers. The offense did its part with 3 turnovers. Also, Matt Gay missed a kick, so the breakdowns were all around. I think that's a fair assessment. I think that's a fair assessment and an accurate depiction of what happened last night. I opened up the show with saying this. I am not hitting the panic button at all after what we saw on Monday night. A lot of season left, but there's a lot of importance on Sunday against Dallas. There just is. There is a lot of importance Sunday against Dallas. You have to have it. Not saying it's a must-win game, but damn it, it's as close to a must-win game as you're going to see. So ESPN.com's got them ranked 17th. NFL.com's got them ranked 12th. YahooSports.com has the Washington Commanders ranked 18th. In the National Football League, down 6 spots. They were 12th last week. There was no question you're stripping. I did a drum roll. You're freaking out right now. You look like someone.
I think you started banging on the window.
No. I was doing a drum roll. You're good. The Commanders ranked 18th, down 6 spots via YahooSports.com. This is where it gets interesting. Here are the teams that are in front of Washington. Chicago, who they just lost to, don't think they're better. San Francisco, 4-2. They just haven't played anybody. I don't know how good the Niners are for real. Pittsburgh, yeah. Jacksonville, probably, yeah. Atlanta, who you lost to, yeah. Chargers, who you beat, eh. Rams, tough. Patriots. It's a week-to-week league. I think Washington is still, they still look like a playoff team. It still feels like a group that's going to make the postseason. They just got to get things cleaned up offensively. They got to play damn near flawless football on the offensive side, and they did not do that Monday night against the Bears. So that is my concern, I guess, with this football team. As much as I'm concerned about the defense, I actually think they're getting better. The offense, got to play cleaner. You cannot overcome Jaden Daniels turning the football over twice. That's just not who you are. You're not that good of a team to overcome that against anybody. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number right here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. I want to take another timeout. When we come back, me and the committee up late last night, burning the midnight oil, trying to figure out who are the top six teams in the NFL. We'll tell you that coming up on the other side. It is a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL heading into week 7 of the NFL season. That is next there on The Fan. one 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfour is going to join us. One of the most plugged-in guys in the National Football League. Been around the block for a while. Talks to a lot of folks in the know, GMs, scouts, coaches. We'll get JLC to spill some beans for us coming up at 9 o'clock. Always love catching up with him. Right now, though, want to get to the most highly anticipated power ranking segment in all sports talk radio. Me and the committee up late last night. This was a difficult week in terms of the Super Six Pack because it wasn't a whole lot of movement, but there were a couple of teams that had statement victories in week number 6 of the National Football League. But without further ado, I'll waste no more time. Look, viewer discretion, listener discretion is advised. The power rankings in the Super Six Pack do not reflect the opinions of those who work at 106.7 The Fan. Let's hit it, though. Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. Let's get to it. Let's start with almost, but not good enough. When it comes to Nell's Super Six Pack, almost, but not good enough to make the list. Start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. 4-2, playing good football. Offense hadn't figured it out yet all the way, but that defense has continued to be legit. They had an interesting week number 6 talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They lost a tough one. On the road, or excuse me, at home against the Seattle Seahawks, just couldn't get the offense going, man. Defensively, they got killed by Jaxon Smith-Njigba. It was a tough one, but the Seahawks were able to pull it out. Jags almost, but not good enough in terms of making the Super Six Pack. The 49ers in that almost, but not good enough camp as well. They suffered a tough loss at the hands of the Tampa Bay Bucks, a Bucks team that was wounded. Heading into this football game, here's the thing about the San Francisco 49ers. They're really, really injured, and I don't know how long they'll be able to overcome their injury situation, but they're feisty is how I would describe them. Their schedule also cupcake soft. Let's just be honest with it. And then the final team in the almost but not good enough category, the final team in that category for me is Drake May and the New England Patriots, baby. 4-2, tied for the division lead in the AFC East. They're undefeated on the road this year. Drake May's balling. Defense is pretty darn good. Hadn't really played anybody outside of Buffalo, but they're finding ways to win football games. I love Drake May. I think he's a tremendous quarterback. I think this quarterback class that we saw last year is going to end up going down in the history books as one of the best ever. I think he's a franchise quarterback and a franchise changer. I think Jaden is. I think Caleb Williams is. Jury's still out on Michael Penix, but I was super high on him during the pre-draft process. J.J. McCarthy, he sucks. Bo Nix, system quarterback. Top four guys, though? I love them. That rounds out our almost but not good enough. Jags, 49ers, Patriots, now at number 6. No Super Six Pack. Top six teams in the NFL. Number 6, the Kansas City Chiefs. Statement win. Statement win this past Sunday night for Kansas City. Dominated up front against the Detroit Lions. They look legit. I know there are folks out there that were talking about the demise of this group. I say don't worry about KC. They look damn good. That's not good news for Washington, who has to see them coming up in 2 weeks. Number five, the Indianapolis Colts just continue to win football games. 5-1. How do I not have you on this list with a record of 5-1? They won a tough one at home against the Cardinals this past weekend. Jonathan Taylor continues to look like the best back in the NFL through the first 6 weeks of play. That defense, spearheaded by Zaire Franklin, continuing to play good ball. I like the Colts. They're frisky. As long as they are able to run the football and they don't turn it over, they're going to be in every game each and every week. They come in at number five. Number four, lowest ranking of the year for this team, by the way, here in the Super Six Pack. Number four, the passenger, Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. They should have been dropped off this damn list for the effort they put forth on Thursday night, but I'll give them the BOTD, benefit of the doubt. Short week, missing a couple of guys, missed a couple of key guys. In-division game, had some injuries happen during the game. They got dominated by the Giants, though, man. Jackson, Dart, Cam Scataboo. First team all vibes are the New York Giants right now. They beat Philly. The upcoming stretch for the Dirty Birds is pretty interesting. They're 4-2 right now atop the NFC East. Sunday, they've got Minnesota. Week after that, it's the Giants again. Then you're at Green Bay, home for Detroit. So, next couple of weeks going to be interesting for the Eagles in terms of will they be able to right their wrongs offensively. And then defensively, can you find a CB2 if you are Howie Roseman? They come in at number four. Number three, the Buffalo Bills. They were number one last week. They dropped two spots after a tough loss to the Patriots. I happen to think the Patriots are pretty formidable. So, it didn't kill me or didn't kill Buffalo too much. The big issue that Buffalo is having right now is their run defense. The Buffalo Bills' run defense is one of the worst in the National Football League. Quite literally. Third worst in the NFL in terms of rushing yards allowed per game. In terms of rushes of 10 or more yards, they're second in the NFL. Buffalo has been putrid on the ground defensively. That is their big Achilles heel. Offensively, I think the Patriots are just good as a defense. So it was a tough afternoon and tough outing for Josh Allen and company. And then you saw them this past Monday night against Atlanta. Bijan Robinson killed them. So they're having some issues right now when it comes to stopping the run. Their offense, to me, not a group that I'm overly concerned with, but it is back-to-back weeks of scoring less than 21 points. So there may be some quiet alarms being sounded up in Buffalo, up in Western New York for the Buffalo Bills. They're still number three in my Super Six Pack. Number two, it's the Detroit Lions. I know. How are the Lions second after Sunday Night Football? I just think they're still a good football team. I think their offense is lethal. I love what they have on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I think they caught a desperate Chiefs team. You all know how I talk. You can't fake desperation in this league. Number one, I take pride in this team being number one because I feel like they're the most slept-on team and they have the most slept-on coach. Todd Bowles in the Bucs. Baker Mayfield in the Bucs. Man, they've had this unsustainable run, it feels like, in these close games, but they keep winning. It felt like Washington from last year. They got the horseshoe stuck up their ass, but they're playing good ball. Overcoming key injuries on the offensive line of the skill group on defense, they just continue to find ways to get it done. And right now, through 6 weeks, Baker Mayfield is your MVP. That rounds out Nell's Super Six Pack. We'll go through it again. Almost but not good enough. Jags, Niners, Broncos. Six, the Chiefs. Five, the Colts. Four, the Eagles. Three, the Bills. Two, the Lions. One, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Final hour of power coming up on the other side of the break. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora joins us next.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.